Hi guys, how are you? This is Helgin Celis. I'm going to be sharing with you my first episode in English because I've been doing this new podcast, but it was in Spanish for all the people that follows me and just speak Spanish. And I also wanted to do this kind of video and this kind of audio, or maybe this podcast, in order to you understand who am I, what I'm doing right now about my life, and also how to share, how am I going to share the best of me, and also I want to take some patience with me, because I'm going to be doing a little bit of pauses. Why? Because my first language is Spanish, but I'm going to be super doing clearly the best for you. Okay, so sorry about it, and I'm gonna start with everything about me, because I guess your foundations of, if you're a entrepreneur or maybe a business person, or if you're a trader, that this is the main people that follows me, that they are traders or investors. Also, if you have and understand this kind of information that I'm going to share with you, you're going to be able to change your mindset, to change your life. Why? Because if you understand how are your foundations, how are your limiting beliefs, who they are, and you understand what kind of beliefs you have that stops you to growth in order to be and become the better version of yourself, you're going to be able to detect them and enable them in order to do what you want to do. Okay, so I'm going to start about myself. Since I was 7 years old, when I was 7 years old, I was studying the elementary school. I'm going to explain to you a little bit how this education system works here in Mexico. The first stage of the education is the elementary school. The second stage is secundaria, or I don't know how they called in other countries. And the third step, or the third grade in the education system, is preparatoria, and the last one is university or universidad. Okay, so when I was in the elementary school, I was doing my first business. I remember that when I was 7, I was selling a little bit of bracelets made by plastic, and I put the names of every single person that asked me for one, and I sell them for $1. Okay, and I start becoming and earning a lot of money in that place. Not a lot of money, I guess. If I was like 7 years old, for me was a lot of money. I guess it was like 80 or maybe 100 pesos, like $5 actually. And I remember that when I wanted to start, it begins to the part. And when this part really hurts my life. Why? Because I begin to struggle with money ideas. Why? Because all the people that were around me, and most of them, obviously most of the time, were my father and my mom, and also my sister, but she's like 2 years older, so that doesn't really count when I was 7. I guess it counts, but not so much. But I just understand that the first time I was in contact with money was when my mom gave me like a quarter of a dollar every single day, I guess, if I'm not wrong, every single day, to spend in whatever kind of things I wanted. So the first time I began knowledge about how to save money and invest was in that time, when I was 7 years old. And why did I start a business, a little business, a mini business? It's because I really wanted to earn my own money, because my mom was struggling with the money, and she was working long hours in her job, and I didn't realize the effort and all the work that she was putting on to give me that 5 pesos, that quarter of a dollar. So I really, really get committed to myself, and I started investing to do those kind of bracelets and sell them, okay? And I was able to now buy things that I didn't have that kind of things before, because I really, I, I don't know how to express this, but I felt that I needed to do that to in order to help my mom, to help my family. Obviously, I didn't have that kind of mindset to take that kind of responsibility, and I started to buy something, many things from the grocery store, because I was like always dreaming about to buy some bread. Some bread is like bread made by Bimbo. Bimbo is a company that makes breads that has a lot of sugar. Those kind of breads are super delicious. If you come here, you need to try it. Okay, but also there's a lot of companies that made that kind of bread, or maybe people that they that those no sorry that do that kind of breads just by themselves, okay? So they have their own business about bread. But anyway, getting back to the idea that I was telling sharing to you, is that I became super focused to earn money since I was 7 years old, okay? So the next step, when I was like 14 years old, when I was in the second grade of this system in Mexico, about in the education system, I was in the secondary and I was working at Walmart. I was a packager. I don't know how to say that, but I was like, here in Mexico, we call them cerillitos, like some lighters, something like that, but cerillitos, it was the name of it. And I was working packaging all the things, all the groceries of every single person that passes by through this area where they can shop their own things, okay, at Walmart. So I was packing every single day since I guess I was like 14 years old to 15 years old, sorry, to 16 or 17 years old, and I was earning, I guess it was a great money, I guess it was like 30 to 40 bucks or $40 every single 3 days, I guess, and it wasn't bad at all, but I started to earn that kind of money, but I didn't realize how to use it, how to multiply it, because all the people that were around me, what I've been aware of their use of that kind of money, it was just to spend it, okay? And I didn't realize that it was a big hurt on me, that kind of actions. Why? Because if I were to start saving since that kind of years old, since that kind of age, sorry, I will be able to do that things right now in another way, but it didn't went like that. I started to spend that kind of money, to go to the cinema. I was taking many friends out, and I was enjoying that time of my life, but I was totally unconscious about how to create wealth, how to do business, how to sell, how to do trading. I didn't know about it, and I'm telling you this because probably it doesn't matter where you really start. I'm going to inspire you to get aware that every single step that you're going to do in your life, it doesn't really matter. What really matter is what you're doing right now, and what is your vision, what is the things you're going to do. This audio, I am making this kind of a podcast, and I'm doing this kind of podcast to inspire people to don't give up, to stay committed to the things they want to do, and also to persevere. That's the main thing, the main theme of this podcast, how to use the perseverance in your favor in every single step you do, in every single business you're going to do, okay? Because I was like doing many, many steps before I get to the point where I am right now, and I really wanted to improve my life. Why? Because everything was scarcity. Everything. I asked for a PlayStation when my father always told me the next time, maybe later, and that later never come. And I was like so frustrating because I wanted things. Obviously, he didn't show me how to save money. He didn't show me. He always told me how to do the things, but he never told me how to do the things. Okay, it was like super, super. I don't know. It was like shocking for me because I was like, yeah, you need to take to save extra money. I am going to give you this kind of this amount of money, and you need to save it. But I didn't save it because I didn't see my father doing that thing. And when I was asking him for money for anything that I wanted, he was like, no, I don't have money. I don't have money. And all the time he was doing that kind of idea. And my mom also, she was programmed also by not having that kind of mentality, to the prosperity mentality or mindset. She didn't have it. My dad didn't have it. And it was really, really tough for me because I was trying all the time going after my goals. And when I was the first, I remember, and I am very proud of me because I wanted, I all the time liked the video games and stuff like that, because I don't know, probably yesterday I was remembering why did I like so much the video games. It was because I guess that I took advantage of the video games in order to disappear, or maybe to don't live the now moment. I was like playing video games to go and to like Alicia in the Wonderland or something like that. I was doing the same thing but with video games, and that's why I liked so much the video games. I dedicated many hours on video games. I get super expert on that, and I also were doing football, soccer activities. And I remember that I really wanted to achieve goals. I had many dreams about becoming a millionaire. I was dreaming that I had many companies on my own, and I have friends that they were also making money. And I visualized myself since I was like 4 years old that I wanted to become millionaire. And I was in those dreams, I was millionaire, or I was like billionaire, I guess, because I own buildings that they were so high. And I was like, oh my God, if I can dream it, probably this dream could be for me. And that's why I became to start like doing some kind of little entrepreneurships. And after that, when I was like 17, 18 years old, I was selling candies when I was in the third grade of the educational system in Mexico that is called preparatoria. And in the preparatoria, I was like all the time carrying my own candies, and I sell them, and I was like earning like $10 per every single day. And I was like, it was not good for selling candies. I was like, it was really good for me because I didn't have too much. I split my earnings with my mom because my mom put she invested the money. She put the first investment in order that I sell that kind of candies, and I split the profits with her. Okay, so I all the time take like $20 to $40 40 pesos per day, like 20 to 40, but most of the time were 20 pesos per day. So I didn't know how to eat, what I'm going to eat, but I all the time use that kind of money, that amount of money, sorry, in order to survive. Okay, in that, since that day that I was in the preparatoria until the university, I was doing the same thing over and over. I never asked about me, how can I improve, how can I do the things well, how can I do some business in order to grow. I didn't have that kind of mentality, guys, because all the people that were around me, they were always asking and thinking about get a job, and I was like influenced by my surroundings, and I didn't want to change my mind in that moment, because I was like dreaming all the time. I was daydreaming, like, I'm going to be millionaire, but I didn't start anything on my own. I didn't start anything to do and become the things that I wanted to really become. And since that time on, when I was at the university, I was studying industrial engineering, but I didn't finish the career. Why? Because I began to ask myself, how much money the people that finished this kind of career will be earning, and I was like, I don't know, I'm going to ask, and I started to ask many people that they have finished their career about industrial engineering, and they told me. I if I am not wrong, the highest amount of money they would earn when they finished their career was like $400, $400, and I was like, oh my god, I don't want to really earn that kind of money. I want to earn more, because I wanted to ask like $2,000 since I was at the first time I was studying, because I know that I was capable to do many things, and I began to ask for a job. Okay, and I applied to many jobs. They didn't reply me back, answer back about any response about, hey, yes, you are accepted in our company. No, never. They never contact me again. Okay, so I began to start like, what the hell, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. What the F I'm going to do with my life? I didn't know. And also, I remember that when I was 15 years old, I heard the song made by Avicii. Like, it went like this. Like, he say, one day you leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never died. And I begin like, oh my god, how am I going to be remembered for? How am I going to be doing something that I really want to enjoy and live and never forget? Because I know that my material body, my material mind, my material, everything about me and everything about every single person, it's going to disappear. We're going to get, I don't know if I'm going to say this correctly, but we're going to become dust, okay? So if we're going to become dust, the only memory, the only energy that will stay forever is my memory, my that kind of energy is going to exist forever, okay? So I really became interested in how to live my life as the way I wanted and enjoy my life, okay? So I started like, okay, if I don't want to work, what would I do if I don't really want to work and I don't want to spend 5 years of my time here at the university spending, I don't know, I am not sure about what I'm going to do. And in that time, I didn't leave the school. I was doing a contest with many of my classmates, and I take advantage of one in a specific contest. That contest was made by the people at the university, and they wanted to see how the industrial engineer people around them, let me say this in a better way. They made that contest in order to find many engineers that wanted to develop a great project in a future. And I became so interested in that, because when it became about every single contest or every single activity that involves me to get to the top of my career, I wanted to do it, and I get committed. In that activity, in that contest, I worked with two girls, and I tell them that they were doing shit work, really. I was like so tough on them, and I was like, hey, you're doing BS, and I really don't like the way you're doing that kind of things. I didn't have that kind of tone, that kind of I don't know how to say that kind of empathy to tell them how they can become better at their own stuff. And I was like all the time criticizing them, and they became angry at me all the time, like, hey, you know, F you, because we are enough of you. We are enough of you. They told me that, and they also insulted me. They told me many words that they were not good. And I became to analyze myself, and I was like, oh my God, I am not doing this kind of business really, really good. This kind of leadership, I'm not doing this in a great way. And I am telling you every single step that I did. Why? Because every single step that I did, I was a mess. I was failing over and over and over and over. Okay, so what I want you to tell to get aware about this audio, this podcast, is you need to understand that every single time you're going to do something, you need to persevere. You need to fight against the, I guess it's odds, against the, I don't remember. Let me. Remember the barriers, all the blocks that are in front of you. I don't remember how to say that, but you need to fight against everything, because most of the people, most of the situations, most of the things that you want to develop are not going to be easy. Okay, if they are not going to be easy, you need to fight for them, and you need to find a way to make it happen. And I started to do that kind of things over and over and over, and I took many leadership courses about how to handle people, how to tell the people the things, because I was really committed to get a better version of myself, because I didn't like the way and the tone, the voice, and the everything that I told them. I didn't like it. Really, I didn't like it, and I became aware of how to develop my leadership. And if I wanted to be a great leader, I needed to take some courses, and I started to take so many courses. And I really understand that this kind of things, this kind of obstacles, I guess, obstacle. That was the word that I wanted to tell you. Obstacles, barrier. Yeah, obstacles. That's the word that I was looking for. So in any kind of activity you're going to develop, there are going to be many obstacles, and you need to overcome them. So after that, I take some courses about leadership, and I became a great leader, I guess, in that time. Obviously, I think, oh, I'm really good. Many people told me, hey, yes, you're a great leader, and my ego became a greater ego, and I didn't know how to handle my ego. Then I finished that kind of leadership courses, and many people around me started to tell me, hey, you have a great leadership. Many of the people, they follow you. So why don't you try this kind of new business that is existing, and you're going to be able to earn a lot of money? And I was like, oh my God, I am looking for making my own money and earn a lot. And I will ask them, how much will you earn if I started this kind of business? And they will tell me, you're going to start like $1,000, like $2,000, like $5,000, and you're going to make your things really great in a short period of time. And I was like, oh my God, I really want this. I really want to try this kind of business. And I was like trying to to get all the information around that kind of business. And that kind of business is called multi-level marketing, MLM. And I don't really recommend you to do this kind of business, because many of these kind of companies, they really, 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 they, let me search for the word. They cheat, I guess it's cheat. They fool people to get involved in these kind of sectors of business. They think that it's a great idea, but guess what? I was working with many people that they were like the best leaderships in Latin America, and I knew how they really work about this kind of business, and I didn't like that kind of business. I was like doing that kind of that MLM work. I was like doing about probably I was doing that kind of business for about 3 to 3 years and a half, or maybe 4 years and a half. No, 4 years, I guess, it was the maximum amount of time that I was dedicating that kind of business. And really, in that time, I became interested to do business. But I was doing business in a bad way. I was doing business in a wrong way. So I don't really like it. All the things that they taught me, now I understand that they don't work if you want to develop a great business, a big business. And I started to obviously fool people, because that was the time when I was doing the things wrong. And I became aware about they were doing that kind of things, and I was super unconscious, guys. I was like 24 years old and my mind was unconscious. I know people that they were dedicating themselves in that kind of business, but they were conscious that they are going to foolish people and take advantage of them. And I didn't realize it until I became aware of that they were doing that kind of things. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. Thank you. I don't want to be part of you. Thank you. God bless you. Goodbye. I'm going to start my own business. And I became to be interested to do marketing, to do businesses at the big and the top levels. And I started to invest it. I was saving a little bit of money, because after that business that I was doing, I wanted to become a better entrepreneur. So I became obsessed to reading books, as you see here in my library. I have another library over there. Obviously, this is the small one, and I want to make it bigger, okay? Because I don't have enough knowledge, enough books, and I want more, okay? But in that time, I was like all the time looking to get better information, and the real information, because I was hearing an audio that I will share to you later, and they were telling all the people, hey, you need to follow advice from people that they are where you want to be. And I was like, okay, I'm going to follow the people that I want to follow. And I started looking for the people that they are in the big places, in the top places. And all the knowledge that I'm going to share with you, most of them are going to be from my mentors, because my mentors told me everything that I know right now. And I'm going to be applying, and I am still applying all that advices from them in my own business, in my actual business, okay? So when I was like, doing something new, I became investing. I decided to invest in my mind, because I remember also another mentor that he told, hey, if you want to invest money, invest in your mind. That's the only thing that you need to do in order to create wealth. So I became an investor of my mind. And I started to getting aware of many things that I wasn't aware, and everything started to change. I remember that when I was like doing some kind of that business, when I was starting, I was selling through affiliate marketing business, and I was earning like $3,000 to $4,000. And before that kind of business, I was earning like $2,000 to $3,000 per month. And how can I explain this? It's like, let me do this right. I resign And I gave up to have that kind of money in order to get focused on trading. I left that kind of money in that time, in that place. And I never looked back about the money I was making in that time. So I started from zero on my trading journey, and I just started to invest in many courses, in many mentors, on one-on-one mentorships, and they didn't really work for me, and not for me, for everybody that I knew in that kind of places. They were like, no, these kind of things, it is not working for me, and they are still not being profitable, and they became like taking some other advantage of the business, trading business. And I'm glad for them, but I knew many other people that they are not like so much profitable on the trading side. Why? Because they took the information, the wrong information from many courses, and they still struggling with that kind of information. And I became aware that I didn't put that practice on that kind of information. Why? Because if I will do this kind of information and I will do this kind of practice with the wrong information, I'm going to be great at the wrong things. And you don't want that, because you're going to waste many of your time, many of your effort, many of your money, and you really don't really want to do that, because it's going to be a waste of time, waste of everything. Okay, guys, so when I was like starting my journey on trading, I was losing every single time. Even when I was like earning a lot of money, quote unquote, a lot, because it wasn't a lot, but for me it was a lot. Why? Because I didn't earn more than what was the biggest amount of money I earned before. I got like $3,000 per month. The best income I got was like $400 or $300. And I was like popping up, and I was like, oh my God, this is a great idea. This is a great chance. Let's do it. And I was so excited about it. But as I told you, I left that kind of money, and I started to invest on the trading side since that time, since 6 years old right now, or seven maybe. And I was not taking conscious about my investments on the trading area, because I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm earning the amount of money I want. I can multiply wherever I want, whenever I want, sorry. And I didn't take seriously about how to trade and learning the right information. That's why I lost many, many amounts of money, obviously on dollars and even in British pound. Great reaching pound in pounds. Okay, so I was losing money even in pounds, because I wanted to earn a lot of money. I was like, oh my God, I'm investing in pounds, so I'm gonna get good at it. You know, so, and I became to lose many money, so much money. I guess like I was losing like $20,000. If it's more, yes, it's obviously more, but in that time I lost $20,000, and I became like, what TF, what the hell am I going to do with this? I don't know. I don't really know what kind of process do I need to pass. And I was like so frustrated, because I don't really get the things together. I didn't get the things like a big understanding on what I was doing. And I was like, what am I going to do? I don't know what to do. And I was like, I have a lot of anxiety, because I needed to pay many bills. I needed to pay for my rent. I needed to pay for my own food, for the food of my family. And I was like struggling a lot with my mind. I was struggling a lot with my mindset, with my life. And I was like, no, I don't know what to do, really. I'm so frustrated. And one day, one friend sold me a course, and I was studying that course a lot of time. I was practicing, but he didn't practice that kind of info until I don't know when, or maybe never, I don't know. And I was asking, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? And he was like all the time, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't really know. I haven't studied that kind of course. And I was like, oh my God, I need to get away from his help. Why? Because it wasn't really helping. It wasn't really helping. Okay, so I began to start to investing in many other mentors, many people around the world, the globe, around the world, and they supposedly they were doing great businesses. They were doing great investment on the trading side, and they weren't really, because I knew that the information that they were sharing, it wasn't that kind of good, and they were just selling many other things in order to earn money, but not from the trading side. So I really understand that if you want to achieve your goals, achieve your profitability on the trading side, you need to invest in your mind. You need to invest in yourself, in your career. You need to learn from people that they really know and do know the right information of trading, because many of the courses, many of the material that is outside on that, on the web, on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, or on many other apps or social media, whatever, wherever you can find many other platforms, that kind of information is not the right information. It's BS information. It's trash. It's trash. Okay. So if that kind of information gets inside of your mind, what are you going to do? Nothing. You just need to be aware that you need to practice the right information. And from that time on, I was able to create my own company, to help people to understand how the market really works, the right information. I am not inventing and creating a new strategy. No. I'm just using the right information, the pure information of the market. So if you ask if I have a strategy, I will say to you, no, I don't have any strategy named by myself or named by, this is the SMC concept. This is the what the EHFF concept. No, whatever. I'm really being honest with you. I'm just using the right information of the market, and I am not using anything else. Okay, so that's why I really became so interested into the trading, because of the information, and also I became passionate about it, I guess. This is the right way to say passionate about it, because I don't know, I really love the things that I'm doing right now. I'm helping people to understand the markets. I'm also helping people to create or increase their wealth through the system I am working with. And everything just changed, guys. Everything just changed because I really became to change since I was a little kid. I always see the world in a different view, and I invite you to work on yourself, to work on your mentality, to work on everything you want to do and to improve. So thank you, guys. This is all for me. I'm going to be sharing with you more things. This audio is going to be the longest one, and sorry about it. I really wanted you to know me deeply, and I'm going to be sharing with you most of my stories, most of my experience that I've been learning since the days I became obviously a trader, obviously an entrepreneur, because this kind of advices are going to help you to your growth in the better version of yourself. Okay, so guys, if you want to, I'm going to be sharing, and at the end of every single podcast, I'm going to be looking for people that they want to improve their way to the trading, their way to increase their wealth. So if you're open to hear that, just contact me. You have everything here on my page, on the Spotify page or other platforms. Also, you have my Instagram. You can search me, like, it's Helking. I don't know how to explain that. It's like at Helking _ Celis. Okay, so underscore, I guess it's underscore. If I am not wrong, I'm going to put that link here. And just stay on that page, stay following me, stay keeping in touch with me. And if you have any kind of doubts, any kind of, I don't know, whatever you want to know about trading, you can contact me via LinkedIn, via Instagram, via YouTube, whatever via, this is available for you guys. And see you soon. Thank you. Take care and do your best. You're closer. Every single step you're doing, you're closer than you think. That's something that one mentor told me, and I became so lucky to have that kind of mentors, okay? Because I was looking for them. So if you want a mentor, if you want people that helps you in your career, let's get connected. Take care. Bye. Bye.